It's really nice to share presents, to give presents, to receive presents. Some of you are probably going to have yours later. Who's going to open their presents before dinner? Okay, that's reasonable. Who's going to open them after dinner but before the queen's speech? Sorry, the king. Okay, who's going to be really disciplined and open them after the queen's speech time? Oh man, why would you wait that long? I know. Oh, well. It's good. It's great to share those things and share the joy with each other. And, of course, we give presents because we remember the present that Jesus was, the gift that Jesus was. We give presents because we remember the magi, the wise men who gave gifts to Jesus to think about his work. We're going to read a little bit about the birth of Jesus and the shepherds. So just a few words from Luke chapter 2. I'm sure it's very familiar to you, but it's just good to read it again on this morning. Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. I want us to think very briefly about the text we read, and just think about three things that really kind of form to make one sentence, really. So, first thing to think about is remember Jesus was born. What we do this morning is to remember that Jesus was born. It's an event that actually happened. One day, somewhere, each of you was born. Now, do any of you know where you were born? Any of the children know where they were born? I want to stick the hand up and say, well, yes, do you know where you were born? You were born where?
Chelmsford.
Oh, thanks. So I'm a bit deaf, obviously. Chelmsford's a cool place to be born. Yeah, do you guys know where you... Yeah, do you know what? I think I asked this question a couple of years ago, and you said, yeah, it's still a cool place to be born, though. Well, I asked it in some different context. I remember now, knowing that fact. You guys know... Prince's Royal Hospital. And you two?
In a stable.
In a... Cool.
Very special stable.
Yes. Were you guys born in Prince's Royal as well? Or okay. Anyone else of the children want to say where they were? I think I know where you were born. On the grass outside Prince's Royal. I remember that. Yeah. There was a tent round and there were hospital staff came all out there because it was all happening very fast, wasn't it? So yeah. Well, you guys were born in hospital. I mean, not you guys, but... Yeah, but I know it was quite a quick thing, wasn't it? It was quite a fast happening thing. Yeah?
A swimming pool.
Yeah, a birthing pool. Yep. Yeah, I think that's what I'd do if I was to give birth. I'd have a swimming pool. That would be a good thing. Have a little swim around, yeah? Princess Royal in Hayward's Heath. Nice one. Were you born in Chelmsford as well?
Harlow.
Harlow. Somewhere different.
In Scotland, I think.
No, it's in Essex as well. did you want to say where you were born? Oslo. Yeah. Well, what time of year were you born in Oslo?
Summer.
Summer, okay. I've been to Oslo a few times in the winter. Yeah? Did you want to add something?
Southern.
Pardon?
I was born at 6:15.
6:15?
6:15.
I really am deaf. 6:04 in the morning or in the evening?
Morning.
Okay. That's all right then. I do remember when Charlie was born, my daughter, something like 9:40-something in the evening. I remember being mischievous and changing the time to what it actually was. It was just a kind of rebellion. They said, what time? And I looked at the time and I added 2 minutes and put that on. It was just like breaking the system. And we also renamed her as well. She was going to be called Charlotte Amy. But I changed my mind after she was born. But it's all right, though. It's not controversial, is it? No, it's not. Okay. Be a bit awkward. Anyone born anywhere exotic of the adults?
Yorkshire.
that doesn't qualify, sorry. Eccentric, I think is the word. Exclusive, yeah? Cornwall. Oh, nice. By the sea, on the beach. All that sand gets everywhere, though, doesn't it? What was that?
Haifa in Israel.
Oh. Not so far from Bethlehem. What were you doing? Sorry, I'll ask you later what you're doing in Haifa, in Israel. Or rather, what your parents were doing in Haifa, in Israel.
But,
yeah. Anybody else anywhere interesting? The thing is, for all of us to be here, we were born. It was a fact. You can't really be here unless you were born. You can't have one without the other. You can't be here unless you were born. There's always somewhere that you were born. Every birthday that we celebrate is celebrating a real event. There's not a birthday that we celebrate that doesn't celebrate something that actually happened, is there? It's not possible to have a birthday without a birth. And that's the point about Jesus, that it's not possible to have a birthday celebration for Jesus without a birth. Now, of course, we can argue about what the birthday should actually be. No one sensible of Christians is actually saying it was the 25th of December, but it is celebrating a moment in history when something actually happened. Jesus was born. See, we've been thinking through Luke's gospel these last few weeks, haven't we, about Luke's story. And do you remember what Luke says about his story at the beginning of his book, Luke chapter 1? And he says that, get the page right, he says, various people have done this, but I myself have carefully investigated, verse 3, everything from the beginning. It seemed also good to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. And even in the section that we just read this morning, Luke gives us some details about the history that was going on around the birth of Jesus. So he says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree. He talks about Quirinius, who was governor of Syria, and of course the other characters involved in the story. Just like you one day were actually born, Jesus was actually born. At the time of Caesar Augustus, at the time that this other person, Quirinius, was governor, in a particular place, at a particular time, he had a birthday. It wasn't a myth that he was born. And we celebrate a birthday this morning of a real person born in a real place, the town of David, Bethlehem, in a cave or a stable or a part of a house because there was no guest room. He was born in that particular place. And we celebrate this morning the birth of a real person in a real place. So first thing, remember Jesus was born. Second thing, remember that it was good news. It was definitely good news when someone was told of your birth. When I was giving birth, if you know what I mean, when my children were being born, they were just the beginnings of mobile phones. There was electricity and all those other sort of things, but just the beginning of mobile phones. So I think I had one. I can't remember whether I just had one or I was just about to have one. But I remember having to go to a phone box in the hospital and ring all these relatives and have a whole chain of people. You know, now you just do a mass text. You probably got it all lined up. You know, Kate is sort of half in labour today, if you could be half in labour. So, but I'll give you the you know, the practical details if you want to know. I'm really into birth. But today, when she gives birth, if it happens today or perhaps tomorrow morning or something in the dead of night, then I'm sure Stuart will have a text all lined up, ready to kind of bang. It's a girl, they know that already, and hopefully we'll be born safely and they'll give the time and the weight and all that sort of stuff. Mum and baby doing well, we hope. That'll be good news. We'll get it on our phones and tablets and various other things, or we'll get an email from someone and say, that's good news, that's good news. Baby's been born, it's good news. And it was really good news that Jesus was born. See that in verses 10 and 11 of what we read. Verse 10, the angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The angel says to the shepherds, I'm announcing something to you which is supremely good news. The birth of this baby, the baby Jesus. It's such good news, not just because a baby has been born, because that's always good news. But it's good news because the baby who has been born is the Savior that will be good news for all the people, not just some of the people, not just the Jewish people, not just the people living around Bethlehem, not just the religious people, perhaps especially not the religious people, but this will be good news for all people everywhere because a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord, meaning he is the King and he is God. Savior, King, God, born this day. And that is supremely good news. And that's why the angels get into this great celebration, singing or saying, glory to God in the highest. They want to mark the event with great celebration, with a whole chorus of angels. I don't know what that sounded like, but it must have been amazing. The spectacle and the sound of these angels praising God to say, this is the good news. This is the ultimate good news. Better than any baby being born. Better than passing an exam. Better than getting the best job you ever wanted. This is good news because it's for everybody. All those other pieces of news are for some people. And maybe they only last a short time. But this is good news for everybody because it relates to being saved. Because it relates to having peace with God. And the question for us this morning is, have we heard that good news? And have we believed that good news? The good news that the Saviour was born. Don't know why you're along here this morning. There's all kinds of reasons that people are in church on Christmas morning. But the best reason to be here is to hear the good news and to believe the good news. When it says Saviour, it means he's a rescuer who will rescue us from our hostile relationship with God, who will rescue us from our responsibility because of our sin, who will rescue us from our guilt, who will rescue us from the consequences of all those things, which is that we die and we are judged by God. The rescuer rescues us from those things and brings us into a peaceful relationship with God. And that is great news. And I'd love you to hear that this morning and to believe that good news. Like the shepherds obviously do. They go and look, they see what's happened, and they believe it. There's a whole set of atheist Christmas cards. If you kind of Google that, you'll see them. I don't know whether people actually send them or they just kind of create them just to make a point. You can receive an atheist Christmas card that says this. It's kind of nicely decorated on the front, and it says, at this season, let reason prevail. There are no gods, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but a myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. Just celebrate family love for your fellow and love for your fellow man. It's a cheerful card to receive, isn't it? But of course, if it's true, then it's a helpful card to receive. It's not good news, but perhaps it's true news. But I want to say to you this morning that God has spoken good news, that it's not a myth. It's a real birth bringing about real good news. You see, the assertions of that atheist card have no evidential base. They don't have a story, so they have no substance, and they bring no joy. But here this morning, we celebrate a story that has substance. There's this book describing in great detail all the build-up to the birth of Jesus and the actual birth of Jesus and the life of Jesus and the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus and the witnesses who saw that. Here's this whole body of work describing that. So it has substance. It's not just a claim, there are no gods, there is no heaven, there is no hell. It's a claim that has substance, but also it's a claim that brings great joy. You see, the atheist card is, not only is it not true, it's hopeless. Hopeless and depressing, and that's what life is like without God, without this news. Because ultimately everything is meaningless. You just go back to dirt. And this morning, we need to hear that there is good news, which is of substance and which brings us great joy. The shepherds went to see the baby and they believed. They understood and they believed. They saw that it was all just as they'd been told. When you look at the story of Jesus, when you look at the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, how they recount Jesus' life, you'll see it's just as you've been told. It's just as it had been foretold. It's fulfilling everything that had been promised. And you will read those. And if you read them with an open mind, you will read them and see the truth there. And like the shepherds, you will think, wow, this is actually true. So remember, Jesus was born this morning. Remember, it was good news. And remember, thirdly, that it's good news to be shared. See, if you want to praise, if you've heard this news, then you really want to praise God, don't you? You really want to praise God for all that's happened. The shepherds, verse 15, they go to Bethlehem to see what's happened, that they clearly think God has been speaking to them, what the Lord has told us about. So they hurry off, and they find Mary and Joseph and the baby. And when they'd seen him, they spread the word, verse 17, concerning what had been told them about this child. When they'd seen him, they spread the word. What is really interesting is, they don't just spread the word of, we've seen a baby. What Luke tells us is they spread the word about what they had been told about the baby. Which must be the good news that the angels told them. What they're going around telling people is not just, we've seen a baby. What they're going around telling people is, God, through his angels, told us about this baby and we've seen him. That's the good news. And Christmas Day is a great time to remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, that we have good news to be shared. Like the shepherds, we have good news to be shared. And we have a similar experience. We've been told stuff about the Saviour. And we've experienced something of the Saviour. We've been told about him and we've seen him. We've experienced his life in our lives. And Christmas Day is a great day to say, come on, guys, this year ahead, let's both celebrate, but let's also spread the word. Spread the word, spread the message, the explanation about Jesus, not just the story, but the explanation of the story, who Jesus was, why he came. Spread the good news, spread the gospel, all be evangelists. I'm sure Luke puts that there because it's Luke who's going to write about the Saviour in his book, and then he's going to write in his second book, the book of Acts, about the spreading of the good news. And maybe he's already thinking about that as he's writing this bit about the shepherds, thinking, these are good news tellers, the shepherds, and I'm going to write in my second book about the good news tellers, the disciples, who go out throughout the world spreading the good news about Jesus. And Christians, this morning, we want to be part of the good news team. Those who are out on a mission to the world, spreading the good news about Jesus. So remember, as we do remember this morning, that Jesus was born. It's a real event. Remember that it was good news because it was a good news of a Saviour. It was a good news that is of substance. It's a good news that brings us great joy. And it's good news to be shared. Now, I don't know who you're going to see next who doesn't know the good news. Don't know who you're going to see today or this week who doesn't know the good news. But But this is good news to be shared. Not just the facts, but the explanation of the facts. Why Jesus came and what it means. And our prayer is that you would understand the good news and believe it for yourself. And that you would be so eager, and that we as God's people together here would be so eager to spread the good news of the birth of Jesus, of the mission of Jesus.